What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Kai's Match Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into an awesome Friday Night SmackDown. How are you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing good. This SmackDown was actually pretty good. Not as good as Raw, I will say, but this SmackDown was pretty good. Kicking off with a recap of last week's Friday Night SmackDown mishap with the Usos and Roman, along with Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio, with Roman in the back in the locker room with Jay, who does not stand for Roman intentionally getting them disqualified last week.
Yeah, I think there will be hell to pay. You see what I did there as we approach Hell in a Cell? But don't do it. Jimmy then rushes down to the ring, vowing that he will do something before the end of the night.
Something that he will not regret, so we'll see what he's talking about later on, with Roman telling Jey Uso to do something about his brother.
Big E and KO take on Apollo Crews and Sami Zayn in a tag team match next.
A hard-hitting match, I will say, with Big E and Apollo Crews actually fighting outside, then leaving Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in the ring. Kevin Owens hitting a stunner for the 1-2-3 ding ding ding. After the match, Apollo Crews then challenges Big E and Kevin Owens to another tag team match next week, but with Aziz instead of Sami Zayn on his team.
This did not make Sami Zayn happy. Sami's going on to a mental case, man. Someone's gotta watch out for him. Liv Morgan then faces Carmella next in a rematch from last week.
Carmella trash talking Liv Morgan till Liv fights back, hitting the Oblivion for the 3 count. I'm just gonna say Carmella, no matter what character she changes into, she's always gonna be a trash talker.
Yeah, from Staten Island, what can you expect?
That's right.
Bayley then invites Seth Rollins to another segment of Ding Dong Hello.
This was the most annoying Ding Dong Hello, with these two, Seth's new character, Bayley's new character, both laughing nonstop about Cesaro and Bianca Belair, just making fun of them until Ding Dong, the doorbell rings, and out through the door comes Cesaro, then attacking Seth Rollins, stripping him down into his underwear as Bianca Belair just heads out next, laughing at Bayley. So this was a perfect time segment.
I think we should see a mixed gender match, tag team match with Seth Rollins and Bayley teaming up, Bianca Belair and Cesaro. I would like that for sure. Chad Gable takes on Montez Ford next, with Otis and Dawkins banned from ringside.
Mid-match, we then see Otis attack Dawkins in the back from the Titantron, as Ford then gets back to the match. A little bit of a mishap there, as Otis actually runs down, causing a disqualification, as Angelo slowly then makes his way out to save Montez. You know, I think Ford actually could have had this match, even though there was a mishap there.
Yeah.
But thanks to Otis, ding, ding, ding.
I like seeing SmackDown build up their tag team division, and it's something that Raw needs to do, so take a lesson here, Raw.
That's right. Shinsuke Nakamura takes on King Corbin next. Blah, blah, same shit. Nakamura winning clean tonight with Rick Boogs, then throwing King Corbin over the announcer's table, allowing the King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura, to regain possession of that crown.
I mean, come on. Rick Boogs is one of my favorite characters. Rock on, Rick.
That's right.
That's what I say.
The Bloodline are in the locker room next as Jey Uso storms out, with Roman then blaming Jimmy for poorly treating his brother Jey, then running after him as then Rey Mysterio heads down to the ring next to address the beating that Roman gave his son Dominic last week. With Roman then heading down to the ring, Rey then challenging him to a Hell in a Cell match at Hell in a Cell for the Universal Championship.
Before Roman could have any chance to respond, Rey absolutely demolishes him with that kendo stick.
This just only infuriates the champion even more than actually Superman punches Rey Mysterio, sending him out of the ring, and then just goes right after Dominic, throwing him over the top rope to end the show. Looks like the Mysterios are in the dump for now, and the Bloodline is up in the sky.
I mean, there's absolutely no chance that Rey's going to win that Universal title come Hell in a Cell. I mean, we'll make our prediction video a little later. But, I mean, imagine if he did. That'd be absolutely awesome. I just don't see Roman giving up that Universal title to Rey.
Yeah.
Let us know what you guys think. Always like, comment, and subscribe. And we will see you for a Monday Night Raw recap on Tuesday. Peace out.
Peace. No chance. That's what you got.